Actor William Billow is not intimidated by the company he's been keeping, even if his co-workers include Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese. Billow spoke to Black Press Media from his home in Vancouver, as the Oscar buzz continues to build around the film Killers of the Flower Moon, directed by Scorsese, and starring DiCaprio, Robert De Niro and many others. The film chronicles the true story of the Osage Nation of Oklahoma and a conspiracy to take control of the wealth and oil rights of an Osage family. Billow played Henry Roan, an Osage husband and father. "You'd think I'd be nervous, but it was completely the opposite," he said, recounting how calm he felt at his first red carpet event when the film premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in 2023. After the film showed, a camera was capturing the reactions of the director and cast as the audience gave a standing ovation for 9 minutes. The reactions were being projected onto the movie screen. "Watching all of this happen," Billow said he thought to himself, if the camera turned on him, he would weep. "So I took this deep breath that went right into the earth and what came out is what we saw on the internet," recalled Billow. He said he was thinking of his father Dave Billow telling him to, "show them your soul, son," and he let out a long warrior call. The call then went viral on social media. "It wouldn't stop coming out, it just kept rolling," recalled Billow, of the moment, which was then shared thousands of times. He now said he feels pride in showing himself letting go in the moment and tapping into his spirit. Since the premiere, the film has continued to gain momentum. Lily Gladstone, who co-stars alongside DiCaprio, made history as the first Indigenous woman to win a Golden Globe for her role in the film. Billow also attended the Gotham Awards in January in New York City for the film. "It was surreal," said Billow of walking into the awards in a Wall Street eatery. He said he saw Stephen Young and Ali Wong, from the Netflix series Beef, and just decided to go speak to them. He and Wong admitted to each other it was both their first awards. "The journey from the remote community of Escott, Alkali Lake, an hour south of Williams Lake, to film premieres and festivals alongside A-list actors has been a long haul for Billow, who has put in over 20 years of work to get to where he is now. But Billow connects it all back to sitting in the Paradise Cinemas in Williams Lake, watching movies as a young man growing up. Epic films like Braveheart, Lord of the Rings and Saving Private Ryan had given him a lifetime longing to be a part of an ensemble cast like those he watched on screen. Now, arriving on red carpets as part of the cast of Killers of the Flower Moon next to Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, Billow is right where he always wanted to be. "It felt like home in there, I didn't feel like an imposter," explained Billow. He then recounts a story he told to Sandra Oh, from Grey's Anatomy and Killing Eve, in which his mom, Marilyn Billow, gave him support, but kept him grounded. "Watching a werewolf film as a child, a young William told his mom, 'Hey mom, I want to play a werewolf.' His mom responded, 'Son, I accept you as a werewolf, but when you're done I want my son back.' This unwavering support and love from his parents has been the foundation from which he has maintained his belief in himself and enabled him to continue to pursue his calling to be an actor. Dave Billow and Marilyn Billow both supported him, throughout the many years of attending auditions and being rejected." William said he estimates he did not get 84% of the roles he went out for, but his parents still did not try to talk him out of continuing to work towards his dream. "I look around and parents are always cautioning their kids, but my mom, whenever I didn't get that 30th audition, she'd say, 'Well, you just need to build your body of work.' Then she would give him things to work on." His father also encouraged him to follow his dream from the beginning. It was his father Dave, who he went to for advice in playing Henry Roan in the epic true tale of an Osage family in Oklahoma for Killers of the Flower Moon. Billow then also met the family of the man he was to portray on screen, and he was grateful they gave him his blessing to portray Roan how he did. "I feel like I'm just getting started," he said of his career, despite his 2 decades of work already. Now at 41, William refers to Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro as Marty and Bob, and he laughs over the two Hollywood icons referring to him as kid. For years, William said he felt left out, but he came to recognize this was based on a desire to be part of an ensemble. He told his mom when he had this realization, and she told him to write down his goals, which included working with an Academy Award winner. This came to fruition when he worked with Sir Anthony Hopkins on a movie in Vernon called Blackway, released in 2015. "I've been upgrading myself every day for 20-some years," said Billow. Billow's last project was a role in Disney's Marvel series in Echo. His next project is yet to be revealed publicly. He now also tries to fill in gaps between roles working with youth and public speaking, hoping to inspire them to follow their purpose, something he said he loves doing. "You don't know what you have waiting for you," he said, noting he had 13 years after acting school to prepare for a role in a Martin Scorsese film, but he didn't know it. "So what are you, or are you not, preparing for? The big game is coming." Anyone interested in getting in touch with William Billow for youth engagement can reach out to his publicist Jennifer at platformpr.net. Read more. Esketiemc's William Billow cast in Martin Scorsese film. Read more. Esketiemc students embrace chance to create short film with William Billow. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.